following program is brought to you by friends and partners of End Time Headlines.
All right, what's up, everybody? It is Monday, August the 28th. We want to welcome you to tonight's program. It is 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern. I am Ricky Scaparro, the founder and the voice of End Time Headlines. Listen, if you're listening by Rumble or watching, rather, by Rumble, by YouTube, or by Facebook Live on any of these video platforms, and you're new to the broadcast, or if this is your first time joining us, somebody's invited you in, whatever the case may be, let us know in the comment section below that you're new and where you guys are joining us from. We'd love to hear from you, and we'd like to acknowledge you guys onto the broadcast. Listen, if you've not downloaded our free app, we want to encourage you to check that out today. You can find it at your local Android or Apple store, depending on your device. If you're listening by podcast, you can just type in End Time Headlines. Download the free app, hit yes to push notifications, and you're going to be good to go with every headline and every broadcast that when it's available, you'll be notified. If you're watching the live stream here, or you're watching the rebroadcast, this under the description of this video, you're going to find a link. It says download our free app. Just click that link and it's going to take you to page. And again, depending on your device, whether it's Apple or Android, click on that. Again, hit yes, push notifications, and you're going to be good to go. You're going to be all ready and set to go. So what are we going to talk about? What are we going to kick off this week of podcasting with? Well, I want to talk about this. This is making some headlines. This is making chatter. This is becoming a discussion point in many circles. Are we going to see the return of the mask? Are we going to see deja vu all over again? Are we going to see a repeat of 2020? That's the real question, and we're going to show you some video clips today. We're going to talk about some information that's coming out. We're going to talk about some articles, and we want you to be informed so that you're not in the dark of this, what could be coming down the pike. So here we go. Check it out. Here's a video. It's going to give you a little bit of an update on what we're actually talking about. Why are we talking about this? Here's why.
The new COVID-19 variant known as Eris is now the dominant strain in the U.S., but an even newer variant is now raising concerns. Medical reporter Liz Bonus explains why.
Hey there, hello to you. What those tracking this newer variant are concerned about is what's called this highly mutated strain. It's Nick.
So this is the highly mutated strain.
Name is Parola, which by definition is a plant that lacks a permanent woody stem. Here's what we know about it, and here's what we don't.
We don't know how many of those who are hospitalized now are infected with this new Parola strain.
Dun, dun, dun.
We do know, however, that hospitalizations are climbing, according to the CDC COVID data tracker.
Keep that in mind, because all this is going to play into this program today. We don't know how many is infected. We know that hospitalizations are going up. Number of infections are going up. Thus, where's that leading to? That's what we're going to talk about today.
Infectious disease specialist Dr. Stephen Blatt, who tracks the COVID-19 numbers for one of Ohio's largest hospital systems, TriHealth, says we also do know for the first time in a long time his team is seeing
a couple people in the ICU, which is really unusual. We haven't seen ICU patients in probably a couple of months.
We also do know that Parola, or BA2.86, is different than previous COVID-19 variants.
Dun, dun, dun.
The CDC describes it as a new lineage.
BA2.86 is the one that's just been identified. Only one case of it here in the United States so far, but it has a lot of variation in its mutations, like...
Uh-oh, a lot of variations in its mutations.
36 different mutations, which is dramatically different from the Omicron variants we've seen, which are maybe one or two mutations different from the previous variants.
So that means we also don't know if the new vaccine this fall will provide protection against severe illness from it.
Here we go.
Or whether your previous immunity from infection will keep you from getting very sick and ending up in the hospital if you do get it.
So what does that mean? Does that mean possibly that they're going to come out with a new ouchie ouch? Well, just hang on with us here. Let's see what we find out.
Now, some hospitals are starting to bring back mask mandates in anticipation of the spread of this newer variant.
Here we go. Bringing back mask mandates. All right, here's a report from Reuters. The U.S. Centers for Disease and Control says that the new variant, the new lineage of this, of the want-want, could cause infections in individuals who have already had the ouchy-ouch. Gee, didn't see that one coming, did we? The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention said on Wednesday, the new lineage of want-want may be more capable than older variants in causing infection in people who had previously had the ouchy-ouch. CD said it was too soon to know whether this might cause more severe illness compared with previous variants. But due to the high number of mutations detected in this lineage, there were concerns about its impact on immunity from the ouchy-ouch and previous infections. Again, this just kind of echoes what we just watched in this video. Now, as a result of this, look at this report. This is from thedailymail.com. Atlanta, this is in my neck of the woods here in Georgia. Atlanta College brings back mask mandates as government doctors in Seattle are now calling for face coverings to be compulsory for healthcare workers. And again, all of this is because of the rise of this new variant. Let's read a little bit of this. Calls for want-want face masks to return are ramping up. I'm going to highlight that again. The calls for, the demands for, the push for face masks to return are ramping up. And it's all in the midst of increasing virus rates and the risk of highly mutated new variant. One college in Atlanta, Georgia has become the first since the government declared the pandemic over to mandate masks for students and staff just days after classes have begun. And by the way, I live here in Monroe, which is about 45 to 50 minutes east outside of Atlanta, Georgia. And we're already, I know for a fact that there's been my son's teachers here, which he does virtual. We homeschool all of our kids. He does virtual at home, and my youngest, we homeschool him. But his teachers, some of his teachers have already told us that they are now infected with want-want. Now, I don't know if it's the new variant. I don't know that. All I know is they've said that they're infected with it. Some of the students are already being infected with it. So, again, I don't know what it's like in your state. I don't know what it's like in your country, but I know here in the state of Georgia, they are saying that there is more rates of this going up. So, you know, we're not in denial. I'm not saying that it's not true that people are not getting infected by the want-want, but we're not talking about that today. We're not really focused on that, but I want to talk about you and I need to be ready, alert, and not in the dark, and be prepared to know that this could be something down the road. We're talking about in the fall, in the winter, where we're going to hear about the push for mask mandates. What does that look like? What does that mean, Brother Ricky? We're talking about, remember, look, I want you to go back 4 years ago, which, by the way, was an election cycle. I'm just saying, it was an election season. And it didn't matter what department store you went in, what retail store you went into, what grocery store chain you went into, what department store, it didn't matter. There was signs all over the place, no mask, no entry. Are we or could we see this repeat itself again? And the real question is, are people going to be compliant? We're going to cover all this today. We're going to talk about this.
You're sick of hearing about COVID. So are we. The problem is what is coming because of this new wave of COVID that is really statistically meaningless. What's coming is really important because, as George predicted, some people just can't let go of the emergency. More importantly, the emergency powers. Lionsgate Entertainment out in Hollywood is back to masks and testing. We talked about colleges yesterday. There are now 104 colleges in the U.S. still mandating COVID vaccines for students.
104 and four colleges in the U.S. still mandating the womp-womp. Or I'm sorry, not the womp-womp, but the womp-womp, ouchy-ouch. We have to use these ridiculous terms, guys, because if not, this won't even get out. So again, let me say it again. 104 colleges have now mandated the ouchy-ouch.
Of course, faculty are exempted. Some have indicated they will never let this go. All the while, they refuse to make sense of their pseudoscience on the list. Rutgers, Harvard, and more. We can now add that Morris Brown College in Atlanta and the Seattle government, who are never wrong, the government doctors didn't get a thing wrong during COVID. They want mandatory face masks for healthcare workers. Speaking of healthcare, Scott M. wrote to me on Twitter after our segment last night, "While your comments were largely directed at the media, my perception was that you were dismissive of the impact of the virus itself. Both my parents are currently in the ICU with COVID. My mother's prognosis is fair. My father's recovery is doubtful. Just wanted to remind you, it's more than a talking point, and it's still having serious effects," which is absolutely true. I know that, Scott, better than most, and we're praying for your parents. In fact, I almost died from COVID. I spent a week in the hospital with it back in early 2021. It's a serious disease, which is the reason we need to speak about it honestly. Honestly about where it came from. Honestly about what prevents it. And honestly about what doesn't prevent it. Honestly about who it affects the most. Your parents, Scott, who are much older. Which is why we need fair reporting about it, not hysteria. Who knows what 2021-esque craziness is next? But we can guarantee many of our media colleagues who will cover it breathlessly will bring zero journalistic curiosity as to whether whatever they are reporting will actually protect people from COVID. Joining us now, Sailor Thomas, student at the University of Georgia, who's lived through the pandemic as a college student. You're a senior now. You want to go back to wearing a mask like you did freshman year?
Absolutely not. The end of my freshman year, I had to get sent home because of COVID. So to think it could happen again, this is my last semester of college. Obviously, it's very disappointing.
All right. Percentage of the total population who are up to date with the COVID-19 vaccines, total 17%. There you and you, Holly, with your mask. I think you may have been high school graduation or just getting to college.
Yeah, this is early days of college.
Early days of college. It looks like a joyous time in everybody's life. Percentage of population who are up to date with COVID-19 vaccines, total 17%. I'm wondering, you just don't seem that worried, yet there is so many colleges now that are petrified about and can't wait to protect everybody with masks and with vaccines and everything else. You think you understand something they don't, or they understand something you don't?
For me, I think that obviously it is a serious issue. I do understand how people who are obviously older are more affected by it. Speaking from a college student's perspective, it is really a time in our lives that's pivotal where we want to be able to connect to people. We don't want to have masks that are blocking us talking. It can be an obstacle. So for me, I just feel like it depends on the age range specifically, but in colleges, this is...
Look, Sailor, this is what I'm interested in. Why do you think it's colleges that are so far in the front of demanding everybody have masks and vaccines when we know that healthy college kids are about the least likely people of anybody to die from this?
That's a good question.
It may be the accountability problem that the universities are scared of. Obviously, colleges, people are going out and people are in settings where they're on top of each other. So I feel like that's the main probably fear in that situation.
You ascribe good intentions. I'm not sure I have as much goodwill towards college administrators as you do. But after 4 years, I admire your optimism. It's good to see you. Good luck in graduation. Thank you.
Thank you.
COVID-19 cases has led to pandemic era mandates returning to some places.
Yeah, mask mandates are making a comeback in some parts of the nation as a new subvariant rises. While infection rates are nowhere near pandemic levels, this spike in cases has doctors on alert and warning against panic, though. Many remind the public to practice good hygiene by washing their hands frequently and using the right type of mask.
I have a problem with it. It's just to keep people safe.
Know your risk and take the steps to protect yourself. If you're going to wear a mask and you choose to wear a mask, then these are the better quality masks to make sure that you are protected.
Well, Moderna and Pfizer expect the FDA to authorize their updated boosters by the end of the month. Then,
we're shocked by that. And do we really think the CDC is not going to update the formula? Come on, guys. All right, we got another video here. Then I'm going to give you an update from the Biden administration, something that he recently said during an interview. We're going to show you the video clip of that. And then we're going to be wrapping this up soon. We're going to have some final talking points on this. Again, this is not a big revelatory podcast today. This is more information. It's get you aware of what, again, could be coming down the pike. We're talking about late fall or into the winter. What we could expect to be coming. What could be down the pike?
COVID cases are on the rise across the nation and in our area, which means something many of us thought we'd seen the last of is back. Businesses, hospitals, even colleges, including one in our area, reinstating mask mandates. So will there be more to come as we head into the fall? And are people ready to be forced to mask up again? Kendall Green joins us live in the studio. And Kendall, what do health experts have to say about it?
Did you hear what this man said? Will we be ready to be forced to be masked up this fall and this winter? I mean, they're not even, this is not something that they're really skirting around anymore. They're coming out and saying that, are you ready? I'm going to ask our podcast audience, are you ready to be forced to mask up?
Hey, good evening, Steve. They're saying if you don't have them already, it may be a good idea to stock up. And if you do, keep them handy. With the current COVID trend, we're seeing more mask mandates could be in false forecasts among companies and colleges.
Wow.
New data shows we're not out of the woods just yet with COVID-19.
And as if we ever were, really?
In fact, the numbers show the last few weeks it sent more Americans to the hospital, with an increase of more than 20% from last week in deaths and hospitalizations nationwide.
We know that there was a lot of circulating COVID right now.
Dr. Stephanie Silvera, an epidemiologist and professor of public health at Montclair State University, urges caution of the new threat on the horizon. Though the number of cases of variant BA.2.86 are sparse in the U.S., the newest strain is predicted to be the most infectious yet, while it's on the rise in Europe.
There's a growing concern that our current vaccines are not going to be as effective as they have been.
Bing, 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 bing. If you're paying attention, that statement right there, huge statement, mask mandates coming back. The ouchie ouch is outdated, so there has to come a new formula. There has to come a new ouchie ouch for the new variant. So are you ready? Get that mask out. Put it back on. Get lined up. Be the good sheep that you are and get in line and get the ouchie ouch for the new variant.
In terms of reducing both spread and severity of the illness.
They're going to sell this thing the same way they did in 2020. The question is, it's going to be very interesting to me anyway, who is going to comply and who's not. It's going to be interesting. I'm just saying it's going to be very interesting to see how this plays out.
Combined with that and rising case counts, companies like California-based Kaiser Permanente mandated its staff wear masks on certain floors of their facility. Closer to home, Upstate Medical University in New York and Rutgers University took similar steps. The epidemiologists in favor of calls for caution considering the newest variant's impact overseas, though fewer cases have been reported in the United States.
In thinking about what is the next step in terms of public health and how to prevent further spread, unfortunately, masking is something that we need to consider, even though...
Bing, 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 there it is.
Oh, most people don't want to.
Some New Yorkers telling Fox 5 they're willing to comply with potential mandates.
Most people are willing to comply.
I don't want to get sick. I like being alive.
I think that it would be super helpful if it's...
Wow. I don't want to be sick. I like to be alive. Implying that if you get the virus, you're going to die. Wow. This is unbelievable. This testifies, guys. This shows that the mainstream media has done its job on promoting fear-mongering to the point where people are so fearful and so scared that they're going to die if they get it. Guys, I've had it three times. Our household has had it three times, and none of us have had the ouchie ouch. None of us. All four of my family members, none of us have had the ouchy ouch. We've had three times. And it's amazing how these people are like, oh my gosh, if I get it, I'm going to die. I'm going to die. And where is all this fear mongering? Where is all this hyperbole coming from? It's coming from the mainstream media outlets who are propagating all the same thing. Now look, I know as sure as I say this, somebody's going to email me, somebody's going to message me, somebody's going to write me a letter and say, well, you're insensitive, I'm unfollowing you, I'm done with your ministry because I had a family member that died. We had somebody, listen, we had people we know that died, multiple people died, but they had underlying health conditions. I don't want to get into all that stuff. Listen, I'm not trying to be insensitive. I'm just saying to you that fear sells. Fear promotes. Fear manipulates and fear controls people. I just did a whole message on this. I just did a podcast on this Friday. Or what was it? Yes, it was Friday. I just did a podcast on this Friday about how fear will cripple you. Fear will put you in a corner and you will never get out of it again.
Spreading again to stop the spread.
The mask can either be healthy, so for people who are sick, you know, it can help them, but other people, if they, I feel like it's half.
Dr. Silvera making a bold prediction heading into fall.
Well, let's hear this bold prediction going into the fall. Ready? Here's this bold prediction.
I think we may hit a tipping point this fall, especially as students come back to campus, where that masking might be required. And I think those the number of college campuses requiring it are likely to increase.
So there you go, guys. I'm telling you, it's coming. All this is coming down the pike. All right, here's a report from FoxNews.com. Biden plans to ask Congress for funding to develop a new ouchy ouch. Why? Because there's a new variant. And look at this headline, guys. This is a headline from Fox News. This is not InfoWars. This is not some conspiracy blog. Listen to this. This is from FoxNews.com. Biden plans to ask Congress for funding to develop a new wah wah ouchy ouch and may recommend the shot for all. Well, let's see what this is about. President Biden said on Friday, so this came from his own mouth, and here's the video of it. So we're going to play the video. So people can't say, well, you're putting words in his mouth. He didn't say that. Well, let's just watch the video.
Mr. President, can you say anything about the uptick of COVID cases and the new variant?
Yes, I can. Matter of fact, I signed off this morning on a proposal we have to present to the Congress a request for additional funding for a new vaccine that is necessary, that works. And tentatively, not decided finally yet, tentatively, it is recommended that, it would likely be recommended that everybody get it, no matter whether they got it before or not.
Okay, I know that was hard to hear that. So let's go over the article. And I'm telling you, it's there when you have your own time. I don't know how that's going to sound when you hear the feedback of that. But you go find, you can search the video. It's there. President Biden said on Friday that he plans to request additional funding from Congress for the development of a new ouchy ouch, adding that he may require everyone to take it, whether they previously received one or not. Biden, who is vacationing in the Lake Tahoe area, was asked by a reporter, which we just showed you the clip of it, if he could say anything about the uptick of cases and the new variant. And he said, quote, yes, I can. Quote, I signed off this morning on a proposal we have to present to Congress a request for additional funding for a new shot that is necessary that works. He added, tentatively, it is recommended that it will likely be recommended for everybody to get it no matter what, whether they've gotten it before or not. A $40 million funding request to Congress from the White House on the 11th of August did not mention money for this, but included money for Ukraine. Of course it did. U.S. federal disaster funds and funds to bolster the enforcement along the U.S.-Mexico border to slow the flow of fentanyl in the U.S. This new ouchie ouch is a change from today's combination shots, which mix the original strain of the womp womp with last year's most common Omicron variants. As the womp womp continues to mutate, there will always be a need to update the shots. Of course there will be. Next month, people will begin to receive the annual fall womp womp shot as Pfizer, Moderna, and Novavax are all working on doses of the XBB update. However, still, the FDA will need to officially sign off on each one of these new ouchie ouches, and the U.S. Center for Disease Control and Prevention must issue recommendations for their use. A new booster program would come nearly a year after Biden declared the womp-womp pandemic over in September of 2022. Quote, we're still doing a lot of work on it. So again, here's the real question that I have, and what I'm curious about is, how will the general population respond? Will people be compliant? Will they be submissive? Will they not even ask questions? Will they just be like, yes, sir. Yes, we'll do whatever it takes. Just like those people they interviewed. Oh, it will protect the masses. It's for the better of our safety. It's better for our health. I don't want to die if I get it. So people will be lined up to get it. They'll be lined up to get the new shot. They'll be lined up to get their mask and pull their mask back out and put it back on. Here where I live locally, I saw a man, and I see this all the time. I see people out walking and jogging outside with masks on. It's unbelievable. People driving around in vehicles and cars with their windows up, mask on. I saw a guy jogging down the road, 102 degrees. No shirt on, jogging pants, but a full mask on his face. It is an absolute phenomenon just to watch these people and watch how people respond in fear.
Yeah, he's been all over the place on masks since the beginning, Tammy. He also said in December of 2021, I think that masks are still a prudent thing to do and we should be doing it.
Yeah. This has been never really about a pandemic. It's been about generating fear. And we've known this. We still have a whole autopsy to do on how awful everything was, all of these mandates, et cetera. But I think that the American people are watching to see exactly how far people will go. The do not comply theme is kind of moving through social media. This, and people see the election coming up, and of course they're attaching it to that. The fact of the matter is that this remains about fear. And of course, the numbers you're not hearing about are the flu. Now look, the flu, we're going to always have, they're right. COVID's going to always be around. Like head colds, like the flu, sometimes it will affect some people worse than other people.
Yeah.
Older people, so you've got to be careful. But imagine a college saying, you can't come to college unless you get the flu shot. It's like, it's the same, you're not throwing on a mask because of the flu. I will take subways and public transportation differently when there is a virus going around, like the flu virus. I'm allergic to a medical preservative. I can't take the flu shot. I've never had one. So there are people with limitations. But Americans understand. You know, people are saying now it's like the symptoms of whatever the new variant is, and I think it's called Eris or there's another variant, is really about, you know, can you discern it from the common head cold? When that's the conversation, this is not the original COVID, and yet this is being moved to reinforce needing to get people to comply.
And Harris, everyone has personal choice. You want to wear a mask or take a vaccine? You can do it. But to disenroll students, punish the child, where are we as a country?
By the way, add Georgetown University to the required indoor masking. There are several others. I had my team find them. Look,
I love what Tammy just said, and it goes to the science. If you have a precondition, and it was one of the first three or four on the list for COVID, that probably exists for flu, too. Mm-hmm. Yep. I mean, if you're diabetic, if you're overweight, if you weigh 400 pounds and you're 5'4", you're probably going to have a problem with your immune system. Mm-hmm. So you've got to do everything that you possibly can. But that doesn't mean that everybody has to. And that doesn't mean that you get to legislate what those of us who are not in those positions are going to do. You can't. It's been proven already scientifically that the vaccine, if I get it, doesn't protect you. It protects me. So if I make that personal choice, that's one thing. But when we talk about H1N1 and all of the other derivatives of the flu, we don't start locking down and making people wear masks. H1N1 will kill you.
Correct. Right.
If you have a dampened immune system, it will kill you quickly. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But we don't do that. But we do it with COVID because it's in the nomenclature. It's something that they're used to having control over us with. And how do we break the bonds of that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, you know, Leslie, I think compulsion has been a problem. We played some sound bites yesterday of the president saying, you know, if you don't take this, you will pay. I mean, he sounded like a mobster in some cases. And I don't know that that helped. It probably hurt a lot of people in their desire to take the vaccine or even consider it.
Well, I think we're way past people taking the vaccine or not. I think most people have already taken the vaccine or not taken the vaccine. I want to empathize with you, Tammy.
Really? Oh, I love that.
Yeah, because I can't take, sorry, being Joe Biden here, I can't take the flu shot. I'm immunocompromised. Mm-hmm. And I wore a mask yesterday when I flew here on a plane, and I haven't done that in a while, not just because a lot of people were coughing. I have to say, I didn't know there was an uptick, and I live in Los Angeles, but I'm not exaggerating. 6 people in 6 days in my circle, meetings, teachers, cousin, friends, brunch, lunch, meetings, got COVID, can't meet, got to reschedule, got COVID. I'm like, what is going on? So I think this is why some of these companies and some of these schools are making this decision, and they are afraid.
And I don't think we are past the mandates. Let me be clear on that. There are private entities still requiring mask mandates, and now yearly booster shots we're hearing about. We're not past this.
I'm not complying category.
Not comply.
Absolutely do not comply. I will not comply with another mask mandate or anything like that. And until such a time as the health authorities point out the fact and follow the rules that young people are least likely to be affected by it, it's least deadly for young people, and it is most deadly for people who are overweight. I will not submit to across-the-nation mandates to wear a mask, the virtues of which are highly debatable, if the authorities are not willing to be honest about those two things. They robbed American children of their education because they weren't willing to be honest, mm-hmm. and they have subjected a lot of overweight people to... They just covered over the facts.
And guys, it's not just America, but, I mean, look in Europe, look in Australia, look all over the place they did this. So this is not just... This was not just isolated to America and forcing these tyrannical... draconian measures. So I want to clarify that it wasn't just America. It was other places as well.
If they wanted to deal with morbidity rates, they should deal with obesity rates, and they weren't courageous enough to do
that.
Yeah. Look at that. Plus, we've had a heat wave. People are basically indoors a lot, just like they would be in a very cold winter, and that's why you're seeing those numbers pop on the West Coast.
Yeah. And where was the discussion about masks and what they do to toddlers and speech development? When will Dr. Anthony Fauci talk about that?
We do need more money. But we don't just need more money for vaccines for children eventually. We need more money to plan for the second pandemic. There's going to be another pandemic.
All right, guys. So, again, we showed you some video clips. We've had some talking points. We showed you some articles. So this is here again. It's knocking at the door. It's coming back. It's in chatter. It's in discussions. It's being... it's already being implemented. The mask mandates are already being implemented in certain states here in America, in certain universities, in certain hospitals. Then, so we've got the mask issue, but then we got this new ouch that they're in development of. And here's the real question. So there's a couple things that we need to, again, we want to bring this segment to a close is, what's it going to look like in the fall and in the winter? Is the mask mandates going to spread and go to nearly every university? Is it more hospitals going to jump on? Are we going to go back to retail, department stores, workplaces, all that? Are we going to see this everywhere? Restaurants again, mask mandates. Listen, guys, I nearly got thrown out. This is a true story. I probably shouldn't even be talking about this. I recently, or not recently, but back, what was it? 4 years ago, 3 years ago, I recently got, I nearly got thrown out of a popular restaurant chain that had these mandates for the mask to come in. So you're standing in the restaurant on the waiting list. By the way, this is a real popular breakfast chain. It's a breakfast slash lunch chain. That's all I'm going to say about that. But they had this mask mandate. So everyone, now keep in mind, everyone in the restaurant eating has no mask on. They're sitting there talking like this. They're at a table. They're sitting down. Nobody's wearing masks. Everybody's eating. Everybody's having a great time. But if you're in the restaurant waiting on your table, while you're in the restaurant waiting on your table, you have to wear a mask. Whether you're sitting, where you're standing. Whether you're sitting or whether you're standing, you have to have a mask on. So I got into an argument with the host. And because she was basically very rude and forceful on demanding that our family put mask on to sit in a restaurant and wait for our table. And I listen, yes, I'm a believer. Yes, I'm a Christian, but I'm by the blood running through my veins, I'm Italian. My last name's Scapero. I'm Italian. So I will debate like anyone else out there. I don't, you know, I ask questions why I don't just, I'm not one to just, oh, okay. And not question things. So I asked her, I said, wait a minute. There's people sitting in here on a chair, on a bench that are the same level of height that the people that are sitting in the restaurant that are eating and sitting there and are not eating. They have no mask on. These people are required to have a mask on. What? That? How's that logical? How does that make any sense at all? How? So you're telling me that the virus can only be transmitted through people that are either standing up with no mask on or people that are only sitting in the lobby waiting to get a table with no mask on, but it's going to go right over and go right around everyone who's sitting at the tables, even though they're the same height and same level as those sitting in the lobby or sitting in the waiting area to get their table. Same height, same everything. The virus is not going to touch them. It's going to go over them. It's going to go around them. I'm like, do you realize? And I said this to her. I said, do you realize how ridiculous that sounds? And everybody around me either is staring at me or laughing or agreeing with me. So we went back and forth. And by the time we finished the argument, our table was ready. So I didn't need to put a mask on anyway, because I was leaving the waiting area or the lobby or the foyer, whatever it was, and going and sitting at my table, because once I got at my table, it didn't matter if I had a mask on or not. Again, insanity. So this is what, if we have to look forward to this again, guys, we are in deep trouble. Restaurant chains cannot survive this again. Businesses can't survive this again. Now, we're only talking about mask mandates. We're only talking about a new shot that's coming in. We haven't even got down, you know, and some people are already talking about lockdowns, and I just don't see that happening. I'm just being honest with you. Could it happen? Yes. But is it probable? No, because I just don't see people complying with that. Our entire economy nearly collapsed, and we're still suffering from the last season of that, the last cycle of the lockdowns and the mandates. So I just don't see that. But it will be interesting. Here we are, the 28th of August. We have a few days left of the month of August. We're going into September. We're at the tip of the fall months, going into the winter months. It's going to be very interesting to see what happens with this new variant, to see how our governments handle this, our governors handle it, how the president, what he does, and what is going to be pushed by the CDC and the World Health organization. So buckle up. It's going to get another, we're going to be on another bumpy ride, it looks like, into the fall and winter months. Listen, endtimeheadlines.org, endtimeheadlines.com, right there above me. That's going to be our main website. Again, if you've not bookmarked our site, please do that. Again, download our free app. That's how you're going to keep up with it. It's available on Apple and Android devices. Hit yes to push notifications, and you're going to be good to go. I know this is not a revelatory equipping message. It's just, today has just been informing you. It's information that you need to know about. You need to be aware about. Aware of, where you're at and your locations. Again, not just the United States, but again, Europe, outside of America, all these places, Australia, it's coming. All of this it's going to circle back around. It's going to come to your doorstep as well. And you probably already know this and you probably are aware of this, but we want to inform you this. So we're getting ready to sign off for today, guys, but we're going to have some equipping messages and revelatory messages coming up this week. So get ready for that. More information segments. We want to keep you informed. We want to keep you equipped. We want to keep you edified and blessed by our ministry. Listen, if this ministry is a blessing to you, of course, as always, we want to ask you to pray about becoming a monthly partner. You can do that two different ways. You can give electronically right there on your screen by going to the app. If you have the app, go down to the bottom, hit click on the donate button. It's going to take you to the page where you can give there by credit card. You can give there by PayPal. You can give by Cash App or by Venmo. It's all there. Or you can give by check or money order. You can make it out right there on your screen at End Time Headlines, P.O. Box 1391, that's Monroe, Georgia 30655. As always, guys, I want to thank you so much for taking this Monday night to be a part of our broadcast. Again, don't forget to hit that like button, share button, subscribe button, hit that push bell notification so that you can be notified of every video like this, and it'll push our information out there, our segments and all this out there, our content out on the algorithms. And that's how you do it, by just simply, it doesn't take any, all it does is take 1 second, hit that like button, hit that share button, and get our information out there. So guys, we're going to sign off for tonight. Again, we'll be back on here tomorrow, Lord willing, on the 29th of August, on Tuesday night, right back here in the studio, right here on whatever platform you're watching or listening from, 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern, and we'll have another great segment for you. Until then, may the Lord bless you, keep you, and may his countenance shine upon you. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to the End Time Headlines podcast. We pray that you've been blessed and equipped by today's message. For more information about how you can help partner with our ministry, please visit endtimeheadlines.org.